Good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. It's Riley County Day on In Focus. Phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, this is your chance to get those calls in. Here in studio with me is Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez, also IT and GIS Director Kevin Hauser in the studio. And Marvin, I know it's kind of like an exhale time for the commission in a way, especially with the canvas over Monday. It's kind of an exhale time. Just got finished with all the budget stuff, not too long ago, but probably a couple weeks ago. You had that approved for the 2018 or the 2019 budget for the county. And I know one thing that's always big when you're looking at budgets and how those are kind of formulated is, especially for the especially for local governments, just in general, sales tax is such a big part of that revenue generator. And how are things looking on the Riley County side when it comes to sales tax? I know it seems like, especially for the city and maybe just in the region, seems like it's kind of just stayed flat.
Well, kind of, sort of. It's above 17 for right now for the 18 year, but 17 was a little lower than 16, and we're not quite to the 16 for year to date.
We do have a phone call real quick. Let's go ahead and take that phone call. Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, I wanted to thank you, GIS guy, for having a wonderful website. You know, whether you're, I found a house over by the library here in Manhattan that only had a $1,500 year tax bill when we're over on points with down center, city center with thousands and thousands of dollars worth of yearly $10,000 or whatever. So I could have something to compare and talk about, but also on the Craigslist ads or wherever they are, comparing the people who were renting, trying to rent the house out or sell it out, come to find out with their, I'm over in the Philippines on a religious, or I've transferred out down in Texas or something, and then find the real owner on your GIS and contact them, whether it's a lawyer in Seattle that didn't know anything about it, graduate from K-State, or a graduate student that had moved on to career opportunities with a cabin up on the lake, didn't know anything about somebody advertised and don't pay attention to the sign in the yard, just send me the deposit money. It's a wonderful opportunity to find the information on your property. And also, you know, when the county tax bill comes out, there's no identification on those papers we get that says what the address of the property is or which property it happens to be. And we're able to look it up on your GIS site and verify that that's actually something that we know about. Thank you so much for having. I wish that every county in the state had that. Thank you so much for your efforts.
Well, this is Kevin Hauser, ITGS. Yeah, we certainly take a lot of pride in the GIS website. We recently upgraded that website last year to reflect some newer programming languages, just to get it more customer-friendly. You know, here in Manhattan especially, a lot of folks use phones anymore rather than the old traditional PC with the big monitor. So the GIS website, that was one update we made to make it mobile-friendly, so you could use that thing when you are out on the road at the actual property itself. We do our best, the GIS folks. I'm not a GIS person by history. I'm over the GIS department, and they're the real people that need to be credited for how excellent our site is. But we update parcels every night on a nightly basis as changes are made. So, again, yeah, we appreciate the input, and if any suggestions for improvement from anyone out there, we'd love to hear them. Thank you.
Appreciate that phone call. Again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to call in with any questions for either Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez or Kevin Hauser, ITS or IT and GIS Director. You just heard speaking. And Kevin, we'll go back to sales tax here in a second, but sticking with the GIS website and just the website in general, it is kind of a unique thing. Not every county has a website set up like Riley County does, especially on the GIS end.
Sure. When I took over the position here about 4 years ago, there were some the GIS website had been programmed internally by a gentleman who had left before I came on board, and he had done a great job with it. But things do change and age, et cetera. So instead of, it's difficult for even a county our size to have a full-time programmer to do this sort of work. So we partnered with a company we found that was very, you know, cost-effective and did a wonderful job. And that way you can get the latest and greatest technology in place and still not, you know, necessarily have to have somebody there 24/7 for something that you don't need. So, yeah, again, I think both websites have been recently upgraded. We do partner with Civics Plus on our county website that people have recently seen a change just earlier this year. And it also, like the GIS website, we made it mobile-friendly and ADA compliant. Did a lot of work on that website to make it look more modern, and we're pretty proud of it.
And Marvin, I'm sure just as a commissioner, just for your commissioner duties, it helps having those sort of tools available.
It's a great tool. Great tool. Love it.
And Kevin, real quick, going back to the GIS side of it, because the caller mentioned some of the ways that you can use that. And I think every time that I hear, whether it's hearing you talk about the GIS website or even just looking into it myself, there is quite a few different things you can do if you kind of just want to go over those capabilities.
Oh, yeah. Well, we get out there. I think the main thing I like to look at is that ortho view, which is the pictures, the photography, I should say. So we do take photography every other year. So we had a 2014 flight, a 2016 flight, and a 2018 flight. Just not 2-3 weeks ago, we put the 2018 imagery up there. So you can get a really pretty current view of what things are looking like in the county from above. That tool is used heavily. Also, there's another tool that shows oblique angles on buildings. Won't go into a lot of detail there, but it's heavily used by our appraisers. They can use that tool to remotely look at a new structure, a building, and actually measure how tall that building is with a high degree of accuracy, how big the square footage footprint is, et cetera. In effect, basically not having to necessarily send an appraiser on site. So that's another big tool. Another thing we do a lot is answer questions from the public as far as wanting data on particular parcels, et cetera. So if there's any questions, get out on that GIS website and or call the GIS number, and we can provide specific data that users may need.
You foresee any drone use for the county in the foreseeable future?
You know, I'm involved in some statewide groups, and we talk about drones all the time. I think I hear more in the, like, police departments, places like that. We haven't really got into it yet except for studying up on it. I do know that, you know, speaking of Leon earlier, I've seen some instances in the state of drone usage to go look at bridges and things where you would have to hang a guy over the edge. You know, you got the danger factor and the cost factor, et cetera, over the edge of a bridge or a building to, you know, lower them down on a wire to do an inspection, that sort of thing. So they're using drones to inspect structures, which I found interesting. So a lot of exciting new technology coming up, becoming more and more cost effective.
You know, in some ways, I think you got one of the tougher jobs at the county, which is how much technology you probably have to keep up with
well,
a bunch of changes.
And I think you hit it on the head there. It's the change factor. We're constantly, I mean, it's not just the things that the public might see, like the website or, you know, drones, that sort of thing. But internally, we're continually upgrading our network switching infrastructure to support the higher use of web-based applications, for example. There's more use of the internet. We're out there constantly looking and evaluating new security tools, putting in place. Everyone hears about the malware and all the things that happen out there with ransomware, et cetera. So we put new tools in place. We educate our users on how to avoid phishing scams, et cetera. So, yeah, it's a constant battle, but it does make the day go fast.
If you're busy, that's usually how it works, right?
Right.
Here with Kevin Hauser. He's the ITGIS director for Riley County, who you just heard speaking. Also in studio with us is Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez. Just looking ahead a little bit on In Focus. Tomorrow we'll have USD 383 in studio. Also some folks from Manhattan Technical College. Thursday we'll have Lyle Butler, who is the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Usually makes a lot of updates with the commission and telling them what's going on. And Friday we'll have K-State Extension. We'll have some folks from K-State Libraries update us on Hale Library. Also, Riley County Senior Center representatives will be in studio on In Focus. And Now, Marvin, let's go back to some of those sales tax numbers that you were kind of going through. You said they're a little bit better in 2017 so far.
So far, and for the month, okay, for the month of July.
For the month, yeah.
And for the year, I guess we're still a little bit behind on some stuff, but for the month, we're doing fine.
And again, like I said, so key for, I mean, that is a pretty big part of when it comes to county revenue.
It is.
It's basically sales tax and property tax.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's it's key. What do you think the county's doing? And when it talks about economic, this kind of ties in with economic development that mentioned Lyle Butler. He comes in and kind of gives some updates on that as far as how the county's going and how things are going in the city. And I'm sure that's always pretty important for commissioners to hear to kind of get an idea of how you guys need to plan, especially budget-wise, and especially when it comes to capital improvement projects, et cetera.
That is correct.
And I think one thing that was in the budget process that was maybe not necessarily different than years before, but that was something that seemed to be a little bit more of an emphasis on this year as far as making sure that the CIP fund was good, if you wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, because we have some projects coming up that we need to we're starting to do a little bit more road improvements and some other things that bridge that has been in the plans, and we're getting around to it now. Got the one by Keats that we're going to be working on, and a couple other roads that we're redoing, just resurfacing.
And any timetable on some of those, or is one happening sooner than the other?
Well, the bridge there on it near Keats is in starting progress. I mean, they've started to test the ground and see how they can build the bridge. Probably be done before the end of the year, hopefully, or maybe take into next year a little bit. But this resurfacing of the other roads will probably be done sometime this next month.
All right. Let's go ahead and take another break. We'll come back and talk more with Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez, also IT and GIS Director Kevin Hauser in studio. Talking Riley County, you're listening to InfoCom.